دهب فایتینگا درافیت اب ارترا ارتراویت برای اب اسمرا.
Hello, I am Girmay Andom and glad and happy to be on World of Tracks with Daniel Brown.
Hey, I want to take this band to Paris, Berlin, New York, London. You ready to go? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Asmara All-Stars. Come on, boys.
Yes, welcome into Greenia and English to a World Tracks exclusive on the remarkable story of the Asmara All-Stars. In October, their album Eritrea's Got Soul celebrated its international release in the capital Asmara. And Will Trax was there to share with you this landmark event. For the next fortnight, studio producer Roshi Bagheri and myself will be bringing you some of the highlights.
At the hard time, it's long time on his war and problems, I had the chance to stay outside, but I prefer staying in my country just because we've been fighting for 30 years. We gave our blood, and this time I get free and I have to stay in my country. I love my country.
I kind of like the treatment of the instruments, you know, kind of have a bit of a 70s. Plus, you can sense in a way that there's a bit of an opening. It is traditional, yes, and it is different from what you normally hear, but it's kind of at the border of opening up towards something that the rest of the world is more accustomed to.
Eritrean singer Faitinga and the German Out Here label owner Jay Rutledge talking about the October release of Eritrea's Got Soul. The 13 tracks were the result of a labor of love by the French producer and musician Bruno Blum. Blum and Jay Rutledge decided to push the adventure one step further by organizing a concert launch in the Eritrean capital, Asmara. For the next two World Tracks, we'll be following the unique event in one of Africa's most elegant but least known cities. A city the world has turned its back on, but one which still vibrates culturally, if not politically.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just landed at Asmara Airport. Temperature outside the cabin is 12 degrees centigrade. Local time is
30 minutes. Asmara at 6 p.m. The sun's going down in the busy streets, full of shoe shops, clothes shops, as a bar and fast food. We have Faitinga. It's a pleasure to catch up with you in your home country, in your home city of Asmara, Eritrea, for this project, which is unique. How did you become involved in this idea of the Asmara All-Stars, and what do you feel about this?
The Asmara Stars, Alliance Française.
Thank you to the organizer, Alliance Française. They brought Bruno to bring a change in our music, in all the ethnics and all differences of Eritrea, in order to have the European ear and to make better our music. And I think this has been done.
Hello, I am Girmay Andom, and I am known for Girmay. This album has a collection of different styles, even in one album, as a singer. It's a refer of my life, my background, my musical background, my environment, my country. It's a refer for that. So it's a collective from all regions of Eritrea. It's not closed on one style. So it has styles from Gashbarka, styles from the highlands, styles from the coastal Red Sea. It's a collective, it's a reefer for the Eritrean styles.
Asmara's funky now, Asmara's got soul. We've come a long way now, all the way to the dance hall.
not many people are familiar with Eritrean music and its industry and its scene. Where do you position yourself here in terms of the modern music scene?
I can say it's a bit modern music, but what I'm taking with me is the traditional instruments, the traditional rhythms. That's what I'm using.
For example,
Gazana is Tigrinyan rhythm, and then Jona is Kunama rhythm, and there is very traditional instrument. But the music composition is quite modern, and there is a lot of traditional influences on my songs because I grow with that, and that's what I'm using it right now.
Kimmei Daniel Brown, Derhando Handirkum World Tracks, Yakandele, Anne Bruno Blum. We had 8 different ethnic groups, so it's different sounds, different languages, like the Saho languages of Mahmoud Ahmed Amir is a language that comes from Meroitic times. The black pharaohs in ancient Egypt spoke the origin of this Saho language. They still have about 40 words from the Meroitic language, from this, the ancient disappeared city of Meroe. You know, this is the kind of culture we're talking about, and this is what I think is interesting to project today.
It wasn't an easy thing to do, and clearly you couldn't go to these 8 communities. They came to you in Asmara. How did you manage to build the bridges between the musicians?
Well, the 9th ethnic group is a Rashida, which you didn't use, and they speak Arabic, so it was, of course, a very Arabic culture, which is widespread, all right? So I didn't miss it that much, although it would have been interesting to have met them. But I couldn't go in the northern Sahel area. In Eritrea, you cannot go anywhere. You can only go to Massawa, the port, if you have a travel permit, and to a couple of the cities that are pretty close to Asmara. You cannot travel anywhere. So they are our musicians that do travel to Asmara, and I auditioned them. Some of them were suggested by the state, some of them were not.
When you say the state, you're talking about the PF DJ Cultural Affairs Office.
Yes, because everything is ruled there by the central government, and they, including the cultural affairs. And so the musicians themselves are on wages, you know, so you need permission from the government because they employ them. So everything is a little like bureaucratic. But in the end, we made it. And, you know, I was pretty free to do what I wanted in the end, although they were not used to my behavior. So it took them a while to digest it.
After that, third, fifth, and we did it yesterday. It's good.
My name's Jay Rottage, and I run a record company called Out Here Records.
Why the Asmara All-Stars in 2010?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I worked for a number of years as a music journalist, and I never really came across a record from Eritrea except one by Faitinga, which is very traditional. So when somebody approached us saying he went to Eritrea and recorded an album with a kind of contemporary mix of reggae together with all kinds of different local styles, we kind of listened and said, yeah, send it over, we'll listen to it. And once we got it, it really struck us. And there were a couple other people who said, yeah, I think it's a really cool project. So we started getting into it, and the more we got into it, the more we discovered that it's actually a pretty incredible story. You know, could open it towards the rest of the world, because here, you know, local production is sounds very different, and it's very difficult to bring like a keyboard band with 1-2 singers over to Europe into that world music circuit and attract people to it. So we were really excited, and that's how we got into it.
And what were the elements that immediately struck you as being unique, particularly when you compare to the Ethiopique series?
They're definitely historically and sound-wise, there are similarities. But I kind of like the treatment of the instruments, you know, kind of have a bit of a 70s horn sections and, you know, the organ, kind of Hammond organ, and the way the guitars sound. Plus, you can sense in a way that there's a bit of an opening. It is traditional, yes, and it is different from what you normally hear, but it's kind of at the border of opening up in sections of the songs towards something that the rest of the world is more accustomed to. And I kind of like this borderline.
I'm with someone here from Asmara who knows the country very well, and you've had a lot of experience of music here. You play the bass guitar a little bit. For you, what role does music have for most Eritreans? How important is it in their daily life? Is it more than just entertainment?
Most of the people, they live through it. They think that music is something which money can buy. I'm like, things that you can have in life. And to those who know a lot about music, it is life. I used to listen to what my daddy used to listen, and I used to like it so much.
What did he used to listen to?
I used to listen to some Gwaila songs, and like Yaman Baria, Barakat Mengstab, Abraham Aforki, and there are a lot of them. But these days, this Gwaila thing is getting a little bit rare and fewer.
Why?
Thing is, we are in the 21st century, and people in this age are trying to modernize the music that we have over here. Like Puto Cabo. What he does, he plays reggae and sings a Tigrinya song. That is a bit extreme to the Eritreans. People don't expect people to do that over here.
What are you hoping, Kaitinga, that this Asmara All-Stars, when it's being released today, it will bring to you, to the country, to the music and the culture?
As you know, this CD, there are a lot of artists, and as we have very known Eritrean singers as Mohamed Shaabi, Amir, all those guys have these experiences, and we have new young generation too. But if the promotion is real well done, it will be a real hope for the future of us.
Of the country.
The country, yes.
And so if there is an Asmara All-Stars number 2, would you like to be involved in this?
Inshallah, as you know, it's always inshallah. God willing, if you have, if you will be healthy, we are ready.
Yekanele. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I say it was very nice. First of all, it is the first type of such occasion. So I see that is what change, a change from the original in its presentation, composition.
It's a joyful event. It's nice. It's fun. People are together. And then it's a music. Music is international. Wherever you go, when you have a good performance, you feel happy, you're joyous. So it was fun.
I saw a very nice connection between the singers and the guitarist and some kind like that, and many young people were there, and it's a nice opportunity, you know, for us Marino people to show to the world and to other people our culture, the tradition.
It was a little bit louder, and the singers, we couldn't identify the words. The sounds from the musical instruments were very high.
Say something for the beautiful number one star, Fighting God!
The local music they have there is computer music most of the time, and the guayla they do in Eritrea is really not something people like outside of Eritrea. So
how would you describe this traditional rhythm, guayla music, which isn't confined only to the Eritrean border? There's a similar cousin, shall we say, in northern Ethiopia.
Well, it's like putum, 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 like this all the time. It goes on, and it's like something that we did use, you know. There's a couple of guayla tracks, but we tried to make them, you know, add a couple of blues licks there, and they liked it, so we tried to put a bass guitar on there because they don't do that. And that's the sort of thing I would bring in, you know. That's an outside influence, but they did it, you know, with me. It wasn't like me imposing anything on them. We just tried ideas, okay? I think it's very important because this is what makes this record accessible, because there's a lot of music being produced in Eritrea, but nothing like this. I mean, we wanted to use real horns, real electric guitars, real, you know, Fender Rhodes pianos and things that they've been playing for years, but they think might not be like modern, or no, might not be cool today because you have to use synthesizers or something, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Being a musician is actually it's not easy. It has two faces. Like, I work for Ministry of Education as a national service still, and it has a very rich environment which makes you really to extract rhythms, cultures, musical instruments. But there is also another problem which is not really easy to produce a music. It's very expensive, and you don't get musical instruments easily, and you don't get many opportunities or going to many studios. We don't have many studios, and the studios that we have here is old, and there is no really big spaces for this. It's not easy just to work on this career. It's hard, even though there is a big opportunity to use rhythms, cultures, musical instruments, and then languages, dancings, but to produce is really hard, and to produce it professionally even harder and harder.
Girmay Andom reflecting on some of the challenges Eritrean musicians face in bringing out music reflecting their rich musical heritage. The 32-year-old singer won the Afro Pépites Discovery Award this year and is set for a European tour in 2011. It could unshackle him from the obsessive use of the synthesizer, vocoder and autotune techniques that dominate the Eritrean scene. Well, next week we pursue our exploration of how Bruno Blum and his Eritrean colleagues went against this kind of grain to bring out Eritrea's Got Soul. The album is currently riding high in European world music charts and has been critically acclaimed far and wide. But as we hear in the next World Tracks, challenges of bureaucracy, conservatism and suspicion made its release an epic struggle. Till then, we leave you with a final track on the CD, Blum Brothers' Moo. Goodbye.
These programs were made possible thanks to the support of Culture France and the French AMICAM Association.
Too long, man.